There is no meaning behind healing. I just don't feel like you can heal from any traumatic experience. You don't heal from it, but the pain decreases.
Welcome back to another episode of Minds in Neutral with your favorite hosts, Rina
and Shahad.
And this week, we're bringing it
back.
We're bringing it back. I wish, you know what? I wish we went back to uploading our episodes on Thursday so it could be like Throwback Thursday. Like, you know? You know? Oh my god, do you remember when we used to say that? You know?
Yeah.
I feel like that only OGs would know that. It's crazy. We've been doing this for a while, so like I want to know. Actually, question for the audience. How long have you been listening to us for? Yeah. Is this your first time ever seeing us? If it is your first time, hi. Nice to meet you guys. If it's not your first time, how long?
Yeah.
What was the episode that like made it tick for you that you're like, "Oh, I want to subscribe to these girls."
If you're listening to us but you haven't subscribed yet,
oh my god,
please subscribe.
Yeah, because we looked at our YouTube analytics.
Yeah,
I looked at them, and only 33% of the viewers that watch our videos are subscribed.
Yeah,
what is this?
What's this behavior?
Ladies and gentlemen, that's not okay. Yeah. If you guys are tuning in and watching, you know, a subscribe wouldn't hurt anyone. It's not like an Instagram follower account where the people you follow have to be less than the followers you get. Like, come on. It's just YouTube. Like, please.
For some people used help to follow me, out. And then when I'd follow them back, they'd unfollow me.
Yeah, that was such a middle school thing.
Yeah.
Ew. Okay, let's go. Weekly obsessions, Shahad. What is your weekly obsession?
So I
this
saw
week?
This someone who commented, post two weekly obsessions. One that's like work, self-growth, and then the other one is just like girly pop.
Yeah.
Fun. So for the work, self-growth, I've just been working a lot on this cybersecurity course.
Okay, cool.
And literally every time I'm on a call with Hannah, I'm like, oh, I'm just doing the course. Oh, I'm just like an hours, bro. Like, I look like this because I only had 2 hours of sleep because I was working on that. And for a fun, vibey one, what did I tell you? I had one in mind.
I don't remember. Did you tell me the...
Yeah, I did.
I remember you telling me about the course, the coding course, but I don't remember the one about, like, fun and...
I gave you a girly pop.
Okay, while you think of that, I'm going to tell you my weekly obsession. First of all, wait, let's point out we're matching. Was it about the phone?
Oh, yeah, that I've been thinking about buying the phone.
A new phone.
Yeah.
She's going to finally... Guys, I'm so excited for Shahad because she still has an iPhone with a button.
Yeah.
I'm so excited.
I have an iPhone 8 Plus, you guys.
Yeah, which, you know what? They don't make iPhones like that no more.
Yeah.
They don't make... I remember when I had my iPhone 7. Wow. She was also red.
Yeah.
There was a theme back then of like having a red phone. Like, oh...
I think it was like a charity thing. Like they, it used to be red for some charity.
It was like a blood donation or something like that. They partnered up with like some charity. But I remember back then having a red phone was like, wow.
Yeah.
Like you are her, you know? You're her
honest,
and a half.
The color is so pretty. Like I don't know why they don't make it anymore.
It is, yeah.
Because the color is really nice.
They don't
nice.
Partner with that charity anymore. Maybe that's why. But and then now they're coming. I saw the normal iPhone 16. They're coming out with hot pink and blue. I don't know. It's not hidden. I swear. They don't make it the way they used to before. My weekly obsession. I don't have two in terms of like work and girly pop, but I have one, like two in terms of just like random. First of all, I've been more into wearing silver. I'm not wearing silver right now, but I've been more into wearing silver. I think that actually matches my skin tone better than gold, which kind of hurts because like I'm not.
You're always the girl girly.
Yeah, I'm a gold girly through and through. So knowing that I'm kind of a silver girl is crazy to me. And then number two is it cannot only be me, but my For You page is showing me these AI POVs of like POV, you just woke up and you're in the bubonic plague POV.
I don't know what she's talking about,
guys. It actually cannot be me because it cannot only be me because these videos are getting like 3.2 million likes, Shahad.
What?
Wallahi qasam billah, they're getting so much engagement and traction.
Is it like you have to survive? Like
no, like I'll show you a TikTok.
Okay.
But it's it would cut out. But it's just, it's like you wake up and all you see, it, like it's literally point of view as if you're like living it. And I don't know.
What?
I sent you a TikTok about
it. No, the TikToks that I'm watching are those like voice actors who like say stories, but like it's like a phone call voice actor where it's like ding ding ding, and then there is like a voice character.
I've never seen that. And you just hear them,
and it's Egyptian. And like the stories are so crazy. Like most of them are to do with like couples and everything and relationships, but like one would cheat on the other, or they would be in a haram relationship, or like things like that. And it would like, I was like, wow, like this actually happens. Like that's crazy.
That is insane.
Yeah, I'll send you some. They're actually so deep.
You know, there was this Egyptian dating show that I saw where it was like there's a cover between them.
Yeah, girl.
Is it that one?
No. But it's called the Blind Date Show.
Okay, yeah.
I used to watch it.
That one, there's like a cover between them. I saw one recent one where it was a girl and she brought her boy best friend
on
the date.
Yeah.
That one was, guys, that was actually crazy. So like, I don't even know how they thought of that, to be honest. But anyway, for this week's episode, we have quite the interesting topic.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know what? I'll just kickstart. We'll start off by reading out the story and then we'll delve into it.
Okie dokie.
Let's go, shall we? Okay. The title is, I Don't Know How to Heal. Straight, simple, to the point, no fluff, no bluff. Salam. I don't know where to start, but I just feel stuck. Lately, everything has been weighing on me. Stress, anxiety, and the feeling that no matter what I do, I can't seem to find peace. I pray, but it feels empty. I make dua, but I don't feel heard. I try to distract myself, but the thoughts always come back. I don't know how to heal. People tell me to have patience, to trust Allah's plan. I want to, but how do you hold on when your heart feels so heavy? How do you move forward when your mind keeps pulling you back into the past? Mistakes, regrets, things I wish I could change. I know Allah is the most merciful, but why can't I feel that mercy for myself? Some nights I lie awake just thinking too much, thinking about the future, the unknown, the things I can't even control. It's exhausting. I want to believe that things will get better, but I don't know how to take the first step. How do you heal when you don't even know where to begin? Simple. How do you heal when you don't know where to begin?
Damn.
How would you approach this, Shahad?
To be honest, this is a combination of like loving your future self, having trust in Allah, like literally the past like five episodes just like merged together
into one.
And that's the story.
Yeah.
I don't know, because I get her. I really do. Like yesterday, my energy drink, it's
No, guys, please listen to this. Please listen to this. Qasam billah, it was so entertaining.
I was sitting and I was studying with Ghina and I was like clocking in. I was kind of tired, okay? And khalas, I'm locking in, whatever.
Clocking.
Sorry. Locking in. And I was khalas, you know? And then all of a sudden, a notebook that has never fell in its life decided to fall. And somehow that brush on my energy drink made my energy drink spill.
Yeah.
It just went bloop.
Okay.
Like, how? I have no idea.
Yeah.
And I was really kind of stressed out, right? Like,
yeah,
I was like,
yeah, you had a lot going
on.
Yeah,
I was, and then this happened. I was like, what is going on?
Yeah.
And I remember I wanted to say something. I was like, astaghfirullah.
Yeah. Which is actually, you know, it's so good that you held yourself back, because I know in a stressful moment like that, you want to say everything.
Because, like,
but you held yourself and you're like,
because I was just like, ya Allah, like, you can see how stressed I am. Why?
Yeah.
You know, it genuinely sometimes, astaghfirullah, the shaitan, like, really, you know,
gets to you.
Gets to you, and it starts to make you think, you know, like, ya Allah, like, why are you pushing me? Like, you know?
Like, you're getting tested?
Yeah.
To your last limit.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, khalas, please.
Yeah.
Allah, I'm okay. Khalas.
Yeah.
But, like, sometimes it's truly tough, bro. Like, khalas, like, sometimes you... Wow, okay.
Did you feel the car shake?
Yeah.
That was insane. Okay.
Like, sometimes it's just so hard, and you don't feel, like, Allah's support, in a way.
Okay.
And sometimes you genuinely just feel like you're all alone, especially when you're in a deep end, like, in the deep, like, you know...
You're really going through something.
Yeah, especially when you're really low. You don't feel like anyone is there for you. And you don't feel like anyone is supporting you. Because if they were, then you wouldn't be here from the beginning. Like, in the beginning.
Yeah.
You wouldn't be low. if you had the people to support you. So maybe that's why, like, she feels in, like, always Allah's mercy. Like, why do I feel like this?
You know, one thing that she said that really stuck out to me was that she prays and she makes du'a, but it feels
empty.
That stuck out to me because it makes me feel like, okay, you're doing your job, you're doing your part, but I think she herself is not fulfilled in what's happening, which obviously it's difficult to be, like, you cannot be going through something and be like, yes, let's go, right? But because you feel empty yourself, like, anything that you're going to do to help yourself out is just not going to feel fulfilling until, khalas, you get that break. But I feel like, even though, okay, like, let's say once you're done your prayer and you're not necessarily feeling the best afterwards, just kind of give yourself that pat on the back that you were actually able to get up and pray. Because I know a lot of people, like, when they're going through stuff, astaghfirullah, but the last thing that their mind would go to is, let me just go seek Allah's guidance or go seek Allah's help. Instead, they would just kind of take it on themselves and then deal with it worse. Yeah. So the fact that you're actually able to get up and do something is already so much more of a bigger step than you can imagine. And I think that's one step towards healing.
Sometimes also, like, when I pray and stuff and I want to make du'a, like, sometimes I feel like I'm not going to be heard, and I feel like sometimes it's very hard for me to take, like, to make that du'a.
Yeah.
And I would feel like, again, like she said, like, I wouldn't feel heard, but you're always heard. Though. Yeah, exactly. It's the shaitan. You're always heard. Like, I heard this thing where it's like, the du'a, three outcomes from a du'a. The first one where it happens immediately.
Mm-hmm.
The second one where it is pushed until, like, you need it in the future.
Mm-hmm.
The third one, it's left for you in Jannah. Like, in Akhirah. Yeah. And it's the story that say, and, you know, there's this guy waiting. You know how Bnet Hasab, like, the weights of the good
the
deeds.
Scale.
Yeah, the scale of the good deeds and the bad deeds. The khalas, they put everything on the scale. You've done this, that's a good deed. You've done this, that's a bad deed. And then after all that's done, all of a sudden, like, a shower of good deeds come on his scale. And he asks, like, what is this for? Like,
where did this come from?
Yeah. And then they tell him, you know, these are all the du'as that you made that didn't come to you in the dunya. So they're here for you in the akhirah. And then they were like, oh my God, if I knew that that was a thing, I would have wished that all my du'as, like, kept, you know, were kept for the akhirah. So, like, even if you feel like, oh, Allah's not listening to me, or like, oh, he's not listening to me because he's not giving me what I prayed for, maybe he's saving it for you for when you actually need it.
Maybe Allah knows enough.
Yeah.
Maybe, let's say, your scale on good deeds is not that good, so it's just built up. It's accumulating. So at the end of the day, you still have that possibility of going to Jannah.
Yeah, especially that you are praying, you are doing, you know, which you have to do.
Genuinely, I feel like when you're going through a mental problem, it's so hard to commit to these things. So the fact that you're still able to keep yourself disciplined and continue with it is so impressive to me.
Yeah.
Like, because I know even for a fact that I've struggled during that, because it's a toll to even get yourself out of bed and get your day started.
Yeah.
So I don't know what you're healing from,
exactly,
what necessarily happened, because it could be anything. It could be something where it happened at work, and let's say you just lost a job, and I don't know. Or, like, when I think of the word healing,
to be honest, I feel like you'll never find heal.
Really?
I don't think you'll ever heal.
Why?
I feel like healing is such, like, a human just made that word up to, like, make other people feel better, but it's actually making you feel worse. Because it's like, oh, you're sad, just smile. Like, it, mafi, there is no meaning behind healing. Like, what do you mean, oh, I have to heal from something? You don't heal from it. I don't know. I just don't feel like you can heal from any traumatic experience. You don't heal from it, but the pain decreases. Because that's also a natural human thing that, like, Allah gave us, where he eases the pain. He makes us forget the pain. Like, that's why in, like, women and pregnancies, they can get pregnant again because they forget the pain.
But then don't you think that healing would mean overcoming it in a way where if something like that were to happen again, you have the strength to deal with it once more? Because if you did not heal from it the first time, then you would be back to rock bottom the second time.
No.
Like, let's say you, like, I don't know, let's say you lost someone in your life and you didn't heal from them, like, going away.
You will still hit rock bottom if you lost another person.
Yeah, but
because it will trigger it. Mafi healing, there's nothing called heal. In my head, I'm like, there's genuinely nothing called healing. Because you think you healed, the same thing will happen again. It would trigger the previous experience that you had. And then, yani, especially when it comes to death, like, you feel it. No matter who it is, you would feel it.
Yeah, of course, of course. I mean, that's a major, like, situation. But I'm just saying, no, in my opinion, I think you do heal.
So you're telling me, let's say, bad shur. You lost a job. Okay. And then, خلاص, you went through it, whatever. You found a better job. You're doing better. Oh my God, everything is great. خلاص. One day, your boss comes to you, bad shur, you're fired.
Okay.
How would you feel? It's not like you're going to accept it.
No, it's not. And I don't think healing means that you become numb to what's happening. Bilaks. Okay. Healing means that you're in connect with your emotions, but you're able to just deal with it a little bit better instead of leading yourself to self-destruction, where you would halas, like, you've reached your lowest, you can't pick yourself back up anymore. Bilaks, you take what you learned from, for what you learned about the first time round, you kind of bring it in you, you enhance yourself through it, you develop yourself, you grow from it. And if it were to happen again, okay, you're gonna be annoyed, you're gonna be upset, you might cry a bit, but you would have the ability to bounce back quicker.
Yeah, but how do you know you've healed? Or when would you know that you've healed?
I don't think there's necessarily like,
it's not certain, tangible,
like,
yeah
I don't think it's necessarily like a certain thing that happens in your life that ensures that you've healed. But it's like, what are the steps that you're gonna do when something like that happens in your life to at least teach yourself how to overcome it? Because with anything, you're gonna be bothered, but are you just gonna continue to have the same mentality towards the same things all the time, or are you gonna heal yourself from what happened originally, so if it were to happen again, it just doesn't hit you as hard?
But is that healing yourself or just character development?
It could go hand in hand.
Like, خلاص, you realize that, you know, this is a bad thing that you do, and you just try to fix that.
But wouldn't that be healing that part of you? Because you're noticing that there's a gap.
See,
and
when I hear
putting
the word,
a patch to it.
Like, healing, it's like, I don't know. It's like.
When I think of healing, I literally think of a cut.
Yeah.
Right? Like a cut, yeah, on your skin, and your skin's just getting back together to patch it up.
Yeah.
That's what I think. So if you're gonna,
but if you can get the cut again,
you can get the cut again, but your skin might be able to put it back together faster, maybe because you're putting a medicine on it. Like, if you were to do dua or some form of ruqayya or like supplication or something like that. That's what I'm saying. There's so many resources that Allah gives us to kind of make these hardships go by a bit easier.
Yeah, hardships can go by a bit easier, but I don't think you can heal from your past.
So what do you do? Do you just...
I just feel like you just don't focus on your past.
But that's the thing. We're not saying... I don't think it's a matter of focusing on it. Because, yes, okay, look. Give it attention, but don't give it attention to the point where it consumes you.
Yeah.
But give it attention to the point where you improve yourself from it. Again, it's a matter of perspective. Are you going to look at your past and be like, Ya Allah, why did I lose that job? It was such a good pay. It was such a good opportunity. I was at a great company, whatever. And are you going to keep just talking yourself down on it? Or are you going to heal from the fact that you lost that job and be like, okay, khalas, it is what it is. I trust Allah's plan. We move.
Yeah, but sometimes it's way easier than done. Like, especially when you're in a situation and, you know, you don't expect it. Something happens.
Yeah, of course.
Your brain isn't going to be like, okay, Shahad, wait, this is happening. Let's try to act different this time. Khalas, you get used to a way of thought, a way of action, a way of how you deal with it. It's very hard to break that.
But if that way is harmful to you, then why do you keep doing it? If that way is
maybe
not
for,
helping you deal with it properly,
maybe
then...
Maybe it's not helping to deal with it, but it's how they are comforted, because that's how they feel. Yani, خلاص, in their brain, when something bad happens, this is what I do. And then I get out of it when I'm ready.
Yeah, okay. But I'm saying, maybe that coping mechanism isn't amazing, number one. And number two, by you helping yourself deal with it better the first time, it will just be, خلاص, you won't take the hit so strong the second time round.
Yeah, that's, I know.
But again, it's unexpected, like, how it's going to happen. But I'm just saying,
And plus, when you're in that situation, it's so hard for you to get yourself back in into reality and like be like, "Khalas, let's fix this." I feel like that would only be with the help of someone else. That they will be the ones being like, "Hey, hello, wake up, you're doing it again."
So you don't think you can heal yourself solely?
No.
Interesting.
You think you can heal yourself solely?
Yeah.
Interesting.
See, I think it's I feel like for the first time we're not seeing eye to eye.
Yeah.
That's so interesting. No, I definitely think you can heal yourself alone.
Guys, what do you think?
Look, like, I think, of course, a supportive community is amazing. But at the end of the day, that community is not always going to be there.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. Of course, no one is ever going to, like, be there throughout your whole entire existence except yourself. But I'm saying, and no, when you're in a very dark, you know, time in your life, it's very hard to see the light. So you're expecting not only to survive this dark time, but also be better. Like, it's just too much on yourself, for yourself had to realize, and oh, okay, let me try to do this differently.
No, Shahad, what I'm trying to say is not when you're in that situation that you're like, oh my god, I'm coping with this wrong, let me do this 1, 2, 3. That's not what I'm saying.
So then what are you saying?
I'm saying when it happens, you deal with it. Okay, khalas, you're in this dark time, whatever, whatever happens afterwards, like when that time passes, you kind of reflect and you sit back on it and you're like, you know what? Mm-hmm. Let me think about this properly. Let me think about why it happened, what it happened. Mm-hmm. Let me look at Allah's mercy during the situation, because you're not going to see it in the moment.
Yeah, of course.
Akid la.
Yeah.
So no way in the same moment are you going to heal yourself and go through it. La, bilax, there's براحة, يعني, one by one. You know? You're not expected to do all together. Like, it's really hard. Okay, sorry. Quick lighting break. We noticed it was getting dark. But what I was saying is that, okay, it goes one by one. Number one, you go through the situation, khalas, you come out of it. Number two, that's when the healing process happens. What happened during that situation? What was the things that triggered it? What was something that really, khalas, ticked you off? Okay, you notice yourself that X, Y, and Z, this is what ticked you off. Next time, because now you have a better idea of what happened, what is your trigger? When it happens again, your body will just naturally realize, oh, I'm getting triggered right now. Let me, like, calm myself down. I think it's not a matter of, like, let me do all of this together. I think it will just become, like, it will become natural instinct to know how to heal yourself because you've done it at least a couple of times. Because otherwise, you're just going to keep going through the same thing and you're going to keep having the same mentality. Yes, okay, the way you coped with it all the time was your comfort way. But is it the right way? No. So why don't you... Because part of healing is growth.
Yeah.
So you can't keep yourself in the same bubble the whole time. Where every single time you're being... Because you will get pushed down and things will absolutely suck. And things will be so disgusting. Like, amjad. Things will literally make you want to, like, khalas, I can't take this anymore. Mm-hmm. But that's why I'm saying start initially where after the problem is done, you actually sit with yourself. That's what I think healing comes. And of course, healing comes with time. Because now when I look at things that happened to me all the way back in high school, I look at them with such a different perspective. And I'm able to pick up on things that happened then and notice that, okay, this is kind of happening again. Let me back away from it. Or if I'm, khalas, I'm too deep in it, now I know how to cope with it because I've went through it before. And I was able to get myself out of it before. Does that make sense?
So you're telling me the same example that I gave you about you losing your job.
Yeah, okay.
But sure. You lose it the third time.
Yeah.
How'd you feel?
I would feel upset, but I think by the third time, khalas, I would just have this mentality and no, it is what it is, nothing is permanent. Genuinely, I would khalas at that point, I would have learned well enough that Allah was able to give me the first job, the second job, the third job, and He will provide me with the fourth.
So you wouldn't perceive yourself as a failure?
No.
Not for one moment would it cross your throat.
Throat is crazy. No, because
one moment is it gonna cross your thought and no, oh my god, maybe this is not working out because I'm the problem.
No. Because I know for a fact these things, unless it's like, okay, my manager's coming to tell me, and no, bro, your work is horrible. Okay, that's when I have to, like, sit and, like, improve on myself.
Mm.
But if it's genuinely khalas, it was maktoub for me to be let go of that job, I would genuinely look at it as khair. I'm not even kidding. I've come to that point where it's like bad and good, khair. Khair.
I agree with you. I agree. Kullu khair at the end of the day.
Yeah, yani. I just don't. Look, my thing is I don't internalize things. I used to. I really used to.
So you think you've healed?
I think I've healed from that aspect. Can I tell you what I did to heal? Absolutely not. I have no idea. I just think something clicked in me where I was like, I need to stop putting all of the world's blame and struggle on my shoulders because I can only do so much. Oh, khalas, once you realize that you are only able to do so much, literally life becomes so peaceful and so light. I swear. Okay, I stress. Okay, I worry. You know that.
Yeah.
Everyone knows that. But khalas, it's gotten to a point where it's like, if it's not gonna work out, khalas, it is what it is. I'm jed. And I keep making dua for things to work out eventually because I don't know, what if my time is not now? What if my time is later?
Yeah, of course.
That's me though. But again, was I always like this? Absolutely not. I used to always internalize things and be like, I'm the problem here. I'm this, I'm that. But then slowly, like, khalas, like, with experience, you just kind of realize and know, what can I do? I did what I had to do.
It is what it is.
It's literally like, khalas, I've developed the it is what it is mentality. I actually cannot do much. Like, I did what I can. Okay, a friend leaves. Hadi. It's gonna hurt. Am I emotionless? Absolutely not. Will I cry? 110%. But eventually, it's just gonna hit me like, poof. What to do now? Is things gonna trigger me once in a while? Yeah, because I'm still human.
So you're not healed?
No, but at least when it triggers me, I'm not completely destroyed. That's what, to me, healing means.
But you're taking not being healed to such an extreme where it's like, if you're not healed, then you are most probably, like, on the verge of, like, death.
No.
You're taking it to that extreme. Like, not every person that's not healed is, like, self-destructive, always dark. In a dark place.
But then the way you're looking at healed is, like, it just doesn't exist.
I genuinely don't think that people can heal from anything that happened to them. I feel like once you remember what happened to you, it will trigger you.
Okay, it will trigger you, but then...
And that's you not being healed, because if you were healed, you would be in complete acceptance and complete, no negative emotions regarding that situation, regarding that thing. I don't think people can heal. I think people can forget the pain, and the pain gets easier, but I don't think you can heal from a situation. I don't think you can act like it has never happened.
But that's not healing. Healing is just accepting it.
Healing is like when you have the cut and then your skin gets back together, the cut doesn't exist anymore.
But there's a mark.
Sometimes there isn't.
Okay, let's say if it's something really deep, there will be left a mark. So you are going to notice that you're going to be like, oh, bro, I cut myself.
Yeah.
But khalas. It's because that's part of your life. Like, I can't sit here and be like, because I'm healed, I just don't think about it, or because I'm healed, like, it just doesn't exist to me. It's gonna be part of me, and maybe some days I'll feel really low that day and I'll get affected by it, but at least I know, and it's not the way that I felt when it initially happened, and I'm not keeping up that feeling. Because when you're telling me khalas and no, healing doesn't exist and you just forget about it, habibti, when anything ever happens similar to it, in my head, that means like that person's just going to constantly be at rock bottom every single time.
No, for me, it's just khalas. The fact that healing doesn't exist, okay, don't focus on healing. Don't focus on like, oh, I need to make sure and no, I'm like perfect, I'm okay, I'm this, I'm that, like nothing should trigger me, like all that stuff, like, because especially this word healing is pissing me off. Like, for example, someone would be like, oh my god, I feel like I'm healed, like I don't, you know, my trauma doesn't affect me anymore, something happens, it triggers it, they're like, oh my god, I'm not healed, and then they hit rock bottom again because they, in their head, they're like, oh my god, I never healed, I'm back where I was.
Okay, and I they can even agree with yeah, that.
And then
okay.
they it gets even worse for them because they thought they were at a high and everything was going well, and then all of a sudden they're triggered to go to that same place again.
Yeah, okay, I can agree with that because healing is becoming like this like term that's been thrown around and romanticized. Yeah. And if it's like you're not healed and you thought you were, then you think no, khalas, like my life is over.
Yeah, that's what I genuinely feel like. You shouldn't be thinking about healing, like, because she was like. Half of the things that she was talking about was like, or he, I don't know, but like about, oh, I don't know how to heal. I don't know. Why are you focusing on healing? Focus on like, focus on your future. Like we said before, focus on how to love your future.
If you're going through something so difficult, can you even think about tomorrow? You can only think about now.
No, when I, now, the only thing, let's say she's in it now. She's in her lowest now.
Yeah.
All she can do is just feel it.
Survive it.
Just feel it and head survive on. It. Khalas. Khalas. Don't try to push it away. Don't try to be like, don't try to make it worse on yourself. Don't be like, oh, I haven't healed. Oh, I haven't blah, blah, blah. No. Khalas, just, I feel like this. I'm in so much pain right now. I'm hurt and I'll feel it. Cry it out. Let it out. You go to the gym, go to the gym. With the way you let it out, you let it out. Khalas, do your thing.
Mm.
Okay, and always know, and at the end of the day, Allah's always on your side.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, you can always go to Him.
Yeah.
Because sometimes people are not always there. You know, especially let's say you fought with your friend, you would feel like no one is there for you.
Yeah.
Or you know, something. Any that samahallah batch, someone passed away. You know, Allah's there. Just talk to Him. Sometimes it's hard. Talk to Him in your head. If you don't know,
use His names. He has 99 names. You can use a Shafi, the healer. You can use a Rahman, the merciful. Like, there's so many. You can use Al-Mujib, the one who answers your dua.
Yeah.
Like, if you really feel like you're not getting an answer, use specific names so it feels even more of value when you're making that dua instead of just being like, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah. Right?
Yeah.
There's, it doesn't mean that that's less than, but like, you know, if you feel like your du'as are empty, switch up your du'a a little bit. I don't know. In my opinion, I think healing is a thing. I just don't think, okay, it's not the way social media creates healing to be. I don't think healing is like, let's sit down and journal and all of this stuff. Healing, there's no time frame for healing. There's no specific method to heal.
Yeah.
But I still do think that just work on at least self-improvement or development so you are able to heal from what happened, so if something similar to it happens again, you are not destroyed. That's it. That's my personal opinion.
My opinion is, because there is no method to healing, okay, and healing just happens out of nowhere, I think that it's not actually healing, it's you forgetting your pain. That's it. This is my opinion.
I think you can also heal a lot with dua.
Yeah, no, when it comes to dua, I think it eases the pain and it eases your heart. But I don't think healing is a thing. But I think when you make dua, when you get closer to Allah, Allah really eases your heart. He removes a lot of that stress.
True.
He removes that like closed chest feeling that you might have.
Like that suffocation.
Yeah. So, but healing, I don't think that exists. Personally, I think
Allah of opinion
just makes it easier on you. And that's it.
I think so too, through healing. Allah makes it easier on you and He allows you to heal.
Let us know in the comments.
Please. This is such an interesting, like, I feel like we low-key had a MUN debate right now.
No,
like,
for real.
What was that?
Yeah, and we didn't end up agreeing. Like we tried, but we didn't.
Yeah,
end up
no, khalas. But this is it. This is reality. You know, we're not always gonna agree. Yeah, but it is what it is.
Anyways, guys, I hope you all are happy, healthy, and safe.
Inshallah, you enjoyed this week's episode, and we'll see you next week. Bye. Bye.